Hi, this is Steve Lasky, and I'd like to welcome everybody to another in our series of industry podcasts here at the GSX event in Las Vegas 2018. We're happy to have one of our, we call friends of the program here, Tim Palmquist, who's the VP of Americas for the Milestone. And basically, we just kind of want to talk about what's going on the show floor and maybe some things that we're looking at as potential disruptors in the industry, and what Tim is seeing, and what he's maybe prognosticating for some from future trends down the road here. So, Tim, as far as what you've seen, it's just the first day. What have you seen on the show floor that is different, and what do you think about the show overall so far?
Yeah. So, well, in all candor, I haven't made the rounds too much today, but my sense is it's a slower volume show than we would want and sort of expected. And I think that we have these kind of situations when technology matures in the marketplace, and it becomes a little less interesting. And what we need is some good old-fashioned technology disruption to light it up and make it more appealing overall. I'm anxious to get out and see if I can discover some of that on the show floor, and looking forward to see if that's possible. But I think in general, that's what I have an appetite for, and it's what I think the marketplace has an appetite for.
What have you considered disruptors maybe over the last 5 years that have impacted the industry, and maybe will continue to do so?
Sure. At MIPS earlier this year, we talked about machine learning and AI, as we believe that's the next big change that could forever disrupt the status quo in our industry. I think that'll be really interesting. I think it will also take several years to play out, and it will come in lots of different forms. Today we view this show, we view the topic around security, but I think tomorrow we'll talk a lot more about data and the value of that data and what we can do with that data. And until we can automate that process and augment the human operator with all that information in a way that we can utilize it on a day-to-day basis, then it'll feel more like the old, less like the new. But now that we have the capability to automate and to really take advantage of harvesting a lot of the data we've otherwise left untouched, I think that'll create a catalyst for change.
When you're dealing with, like you said, all that data now, you've got so many disparate pipelines that data's coming in through. I mean, you know, in the public safety sector, you've got, you know, this myriad of new video outputs on dash cams and body cameras, and you're looking at forensic analytics. And so you've got one sector that it's really pushing and crying out for analytics, situational awareness, and just, you know, some way to aggregate and then analyze that data. What's in other sectors like the corporate sector or critical infrastructure, is the influx of data coming in through the pipeline as rapidly as it is in public safety?
Sure, I think it's a good question. I think there's a quick, easy example, and that is the innovation we see with one of our partners called BriefCam.
Sure.
In the way that they're able to really distill down a lot of data very quickly to get to a specific query. And they're building elements of machine learning into their software, and the innovation is really interesting. So I think that's just one example. I think this this technology change will take some time to play out over the next several years. We intend to track that and watch it and be part of that, and see more examples like what we're seeing coming from BriefCam show up in other manufacturers as well.
You know, you look at also standardization, you know, is something that technology folks and also users are talking about. I mean, you've got, you know, this ongoing kind of tug of war between UL and NIST standards when it comes to the video and the rest of that. I mean, you got any input on that battlefront?
Well, I think that'll continue to play out and always be a problem. But as we build tools that can ingest data from multiple sources, independent of format, independent of any standardization. I think that's a requirement. I don't think we can rely on standards to really structure that data, but instead we need to make tools that are more nimble and adaptable to all the different formats that we're going to find in the marketplace, because it's not just related to security. There's so many other elements that we can't touch with our own standards.
Right.
We have to be prepared to deal with that data as well.
I mean, you know, perfect segue into the fact that, you know, in this IoT environment, everything's a sensor now.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when we're talking about, you know, say a smart city, we're not talking just about security. I mean, we're talking about, smart lighting. We're talking about transportation sequencing. We're talking about, a lot of things that go beyond, but when you get right down at the end of the day, everything's a sensor that's inputting data, and it's got to be digested and analyzed and then put into proactive use. So, you know, again, how do you see that churning out the next several years?
I think it'll be really fascinating. If you look at outside of our industry, if you will, look at in the consumer market around products we see out of some California or other West Coast companies, Amazon just released a ton of new technology, very, very much related to smart home. We see the same thing from Google with the Nest products. We see it with the Ring products, and I think that innovation on the consumer side will propagate, and we'll be confronted with more and more dissimilar types of technology that'll provoke us to think in all kinds of new ways and allow us to address new challenges or old challenges in new ways.
Very good. Tim, we appreciate your insights, as always, and we invite our audience to check back with us for our periodical podcast here on SecurityInfoWatch.com. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.